Good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to bless you all this morning and wish you God's peace and grace upon your lives. I would like to speak some this morning on John 3, towards the middle of the chapter there. The context is where Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and then there's the teaching there on being born again. I think that's a fairly common passage to a lot of people, but I find it interesting how if you take some of those very much talked about passages and read the before and the after, it's amazing how much can be missed if we sort of isolate some of those happening by the toes. And so this was what Jesus said in light of Nicodemus and his questions. He explained about the need to be born again, and he just kept on going. But the thing that stood out to me then is he started talking about condemnation, and he gave the invitation there for God to love the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And I think that's the question that often comes up. I think condemnation is something that is very much is a very common problem, of course, with the unbelievers, but even with believers, it's a fairly common struggle for many people. And the other thing is, it seems it comes and goes. Some people feel it all the time, but then others have seasons where they are completely free of it, and then they sort of have a season where they struggle with it. And I can identify to that. And I found it a blessing here in recent weeks to just, we have a lot of teaching on condemnation, and there's a lot of teaching that would describe condemnation as something that comes from a warped conscience, so to speak. A conscience that has been falsely trained. I think that there's a lot of people that grow up in church settings where the teachings that they grew up with were not always in correspondence with the Word of God. And what that does is it creates a wrong view of Scripture. And I have heard it said many a times that condemnation comes from a wrongly trained conscience. But I think that can happen, and I think that does happen, but I found it refreshing, to say the least, to just simply read the Word of God, especially in the New Testament, and just take literally what it's saying as far as the root of condemnation, the reason for it, and really what it is. And here, Jesus does give a fairly clear description. John 3:19, it says that this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And I think that's and then in Romans 8, it all has a very similar explanation of condemnation. It says, There is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then it just keeps on going and keeps on explaining more about what it looks like to walk in the flesh versus walking in the Spirit. And so these two themes here, the one would be the writings of Paul and the other one would be the direct quotes of Jesus, are very similar in their explanation of what condemnation is. And I appreciated that clarity. Sometimes when something just goes around and around and you hear this and that, and finally when you turn to the Word of God, it seems like there's such a hunger there. And that's how it was for me with this whole condemnation thing. I recently went through a season of that and feel like I'm still finding my way out of it. But this has brought a lot of clarity, and I started noticing that there are two forces, there are two interests of man, and that doesn't necessarily go away completely when a person is in the kingdom. There's still that battle there of the flesh, in that we are living in the flesh, and I do believe that the day will come when our bodies will be left behind as we rise in the air to meet Jesus. Our bodies will be left behind. And for those that will experience that, will then be also delivered from that battle between the flesh and the Spirit. In other words, at that precise moment, when the flesh is left behind, when the human body or the physical body is left behind and our soul departs out of that physical body and we're given new bodies in the air as we go and meet Jesus. The battle there, the temptations and all of that will be over. There will be no more temptation, no more battle. And everything will be clear and all our decisions will be 100% on the side of the Spirit, meaning on the side of God, or the interests of heaven, because we will actually now be living in heaven rather than having our home in heaven, but living on the earth as it is with us right now. Right now we find ourselves living on the earth, but in reality our home is in heaven. For all those that are seeking a better country. And so then there's this battle of trying to discern how much of this life here we want to focus on, you know, just the things that are necessary. And then there's the whole other temptation of the things that are available to us within reach and easily accessible, but basically profit the Spirit nothing. And so there's a constant sorting out. But I have found that the more that we walk in the flesh, sometimes you can justify something and you can sort of rationalize it in your mind and think, well, surely there's nothing wrong with this, and yet your conscience bothers you just a little bit, but not a lot, and then you go ahead with it, and then soon it's another thing, and then soon it's another thing, and pretty soon if you have about 10 or 20 of those really small little things piled on top of each other, it sort of grows into a big pile. And it seems like every time we make those small little choices towards the flesh and away from the Spirit, condemnation just increases just a little bit. And finally we find ourselves, after some time of that, we find ourselves sort of with a cloud hanging over us. Condemnation is a little bit like a cloud. It's hard to feel and see, but it's something that you just kind of just wants to bring a weight down upon you and take away your clarity. And usually praying is hard. Basically, you know, just singing comes hard when we're under condemnation. Just anything that has to do with connecting in the Spirit in freedom, condemnation will hinder that. And usually there's a heaviness in our lives. And then the other downside to that is that when we are under condemnation, our ministering is usually that of condemnation as well. And we can read about that in 2 Corinthians 3, where, you know, the letter of the law, killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So I was just really encouraged to sum up this little devotional just to realize that condemnation actually comes when we have more of a desire to walk in the flesh than after the Spirit. And we start making choices that please the flesh rather than the Spirit. And those little choices are done multiple times a day. They're actually done all day long. We make those little choices, whether it's in our thought life or our conversation with those around us, whether it's our family or whatever, and even our prayer life. Sometimes we neglect when we feel a burden, or God presses the burden down upon us to pray for this, pray for that. Instead of responding, we tend to, you know, neglect it because we might be too busy or something like that. But anyway, then we walk in that, and then soon condemnation comes. And the thing that I was very encouraged about is just to realize that the tried and true, the old faithful way to combat condemnation is still just to bring light in. So it goes on to say here in John 3, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And that is the simple solution to combat condemnation, and to get rid of it is to open our heart and open it towards God first, towards our fellow man, and we will find that as we do that, as we bring our hidden motives to the surface, as we confess them, and our secret desire to control and our secret desire for self, which basically selfishness is at the root of condemnation, is the pursuit of self, which is another way of saying, walking after the flesh. But just to realize that Nicodemus came to Jesus at night because he wanted to try Jesus before he makes that step. And Jesus, in his mercy, explained to him that if he continues to try to serve Jesus while doing it in secret, and then during the day be with those that oppose Jesus or those that walk after the flesh, he's going to experience condemnation. He was basically, in this passage, he was still talking to Nicodemus or talking about that subject. And so may the Lord have his way in our life, and he is the solution. He is the way to freedom and life in our soul. So may God bless.